Welcome back. Final segment, Big League Fishing this week. Man, it's going by quick. Thanks to my old buddy Mike Thompson, the legend of Bergen, and Danville, and Don Lee, and everywhere, and Josh Toffness, camper extraordinaire. Josh, we haven't talked about camping any yet. What's going on camping?
Well, we have some really awesome weather out, as you mentioned.
Yes, we do.
For fishing, it's just as good for camping. So I've been enjoying myself. I went out a weekend before last, and it was still a little bit cold at night, but... Yeah.
Bundle up.
It was a blast. That's also good. I mean, we built a heat wall.
Oh,
that
really?
Was something that we did that was kind of cool. You lose 50% of your heat from a regular fire just on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're sitting on one side of it, why don't you take all of that energy and use it to heat yourself?
Funnel it towards you. That's a good idea.
So what we did is we stuck four stakes into the ground and then built up a wall around them,
mm-hmm.
and put it as close to the fire as we could without it burning, and then that radiates that heat towards okay. you.
How long did it take them to cook?
They didn't, though. It was up all night.
What, the steaks? You put steaks there and put the thing on it. You know, I was,
well, only the legend.
You got me. I was instantly like, well, it didn't burn. No.
That's a good idea, though. I mean,
actually, I have taken steaks out there before, and it's really awesome. I've got a little grill that I have. It's a hand grill. Just put it on both sides.
Mm.
Have them already marinating in a baggie.
You got to be careful.
I'll tell you what I've
Baby
seen.
Baby Sasquatches love fresh steak.
So does Geese.
I'd say so.
You know, here's something I worry about, and it's happening a lot at home right now. People are seeing a lot of snakes. They're getting out right and left. So, you know, that's one thing. Steaks, yes. Snakes, no.
Steaks, yes. Snakes, no.
That's exactly right.
There's a few timber rattlers over in the gorge.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, you see them every now and then. But let you know before you come up on them. So.
Golly, I'm just...
You got a sleeping bag that keeps them from getting in there? Have you heard the stories of people waking up and a snake be laid in beside them?
Oh, yeah.
And
Yeah, that's why I seal my tent.
Well, that's it for me. I mean, yeah. You know, that makes Hampton Inns that much better.
Yeah. I'm not going to talk about it. Let's talk about something.
Okay, let's talk about fish.
You still can actually pull up a tent, and that's where they like to get to. You got to watch when you got to watch when you're pulling up a tent at any time, because there could be a copperhead, there could be a rattler, anything under there.
When that happens, I'll be pulling up something else. Be called my britches. While I was high-tailing it out of there, I had to pull my britches up.
I guarantee it.
You ever tried to run your britches down?
Never have. I've seen a bunch of kids walking up down the road out here, their britches hanging halfway down. I don't know how they could run.
That happens.
And they need a belt. Anyway, let's get back to fishing.
All right.
Okay, I'll start it. I'm going to go with one of my worst experiences.
All right, let's hear your worst experience.
Okay, I was fishing an FLW tour, big tournament, and we was fishing at Clark's Hill, Georgia.
Clarksville Reservoir.
Yep. Clarksville down on the Florida, down around, I mean, it's way down there. It's on the Florida, it's not Florida, Georgia. Oh, you know, it's over on the side somewhere. Anyway, I was fishing, catching a lot of fish. I was in the money after 2 days, trying to make the third and fourth day.
We're in the money.
So, yeah, that's exactly right. So I draw this guy, and you know the type. As soon as you meet them, they, oh, I'm catching them here. I'm a local. I live here. I know how to catch them. I'm in fifth place, and I'm immediately leery, you know.
Right.
So, because as a professional on the FLW tour, you've got total control of your boat. You can listen to him if you want to, but I don't even think you can do that now. Used to, you could, but, you know, you're not supposed to get any information. So, we're drawing a partner, and you listen and going to his spots, in my opinion, is getting information. So, anyway, he's telling me all this stuff. So, first spot we stop at, he starts casting. I catch one. I catch another one. I catch my third one. He still hadn't got any. Starts pouring down rain. He is an avid smoker, but he wouldn't quit smoking. Just one after another, chain smoker. Well, I look back there, and it's raining so hard, he's got his rain suit down. He's trying to light his cigarette with his hood down, and he couldn't. It kept running down. He was just a-fussing because the rain was running around his hood onto his cigarette. So he's a-fussing and carrying on. Well, then he has to go to the bathroom. So down there, all the lakes are flat, and it's red clay mud, you know. So I take him to the bank. And he goes out, and he said, I got to go up the hill there. I said, okay, so I let him out. Well, I'm not allowed to fish if your partner's not there. You can't. If I caught one, who's to say I didn't find it floating or I didn't stab it or, you know, whatever. So I just have to sit and wait on him. He's up there 30 minutes in the pouring down flood rain. It's just flooding.
Dang.
So here he comes, and he's walking back down there, and he said, man, I'm sorry. I said, that's okay. You know, let's get back to fishing. So as he steps over, he steps in two of them big red Georgia clay mud holes, and it's up to almost his knees. So I asked him real politely. I said, buddy, if you don't care, would you mind sitting here on the side of the boat and sloshing your feet around? You're already soaking wet. and get some of that red clay mud off your feet. I said, this is a brand new Ranger boat, and I just, you know, it's hard to get that red.
You are correct.
He slung both feet right up in the boat, didn't even pay attention to me. He was mad at me because I, you know, I'd caught a bunch of fish. He got to where he wasn't talking to me anyway, and I got so mad at him. I said, buddy, did you not hear what I just said? And, you know, I don't ever say anything very often. We fussed about that. He said, well, I didn't know what I was going to do. I said, well, I asked you to clean some of that off before you got my boat. Brand new boat, $45,000 to $50,000 Ranger bass boat. Now it's got mud all in it.
He just said, here, let me help you and take your shoes off and throw them out in the lake. There you go.
And it wasn't that bad experience. Buddy. It just irritated me, you know.
So there you go.
There you go.
I'd have thrown him in the lake.
Oh, I was irritated. I really was.
And saying, here's your sign. That's your shoes floating out there.
Most guys you draw are great guys. I don't think I've drawn a bad partner in the BFLs. Of course, I know most of them, but this guy was he was from Georgia, and he was down there, and he was really spreading it thick how good the fish went. He was spreading it with a knife. You're up.
All right, my turn?
Yes, sir.
I'm not gonna talk bad about anybody.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell one bad on myself.
Okay, that's,
you know,
even better.
I love talking about myself. You know that.
Yes,
you know,
I do.
I don't have very big ego. I like talking about myself. Unlike Doug. Yeah. You know. Okay.
No, he don't have big ego. He just has salutes his hat when he's talking.
Yeah. We'll do play by play again.
Okay.
So, people, I don't know if they know. Listen, my radio fan here on. I got one radio fan. He's listening right now.
Is it? Okay? Yeah, great.
That's a guy that took me crappie fishing.
Oh, good.
But anyway, when you come into these big tournaments, if there's an area on the bank, or if you're from Ohio, you call it the shore.
I'm not going there. You're on your own.
You got to pull up to the shore. I mean, the shore.
Is this during, like, the Derby?
The Derby?
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, when you come in, if there's enough area, you pull your boat up on the bank. You just nose it up there real easy. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it'll sit there. You kind of give it a little gas and it'll mm-hmm. sit right there. So then you bag your fish up and you take them up to the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, down at Lake Cherokee, they had made this. They got a new venue for the BFL down there at Hamlin County Boat Dock.
Yeah, it's nice.
And you can just pull. It's really flat. You pull right up. Don't tear. There's no rocks, no anything. You don't tear your boat up. Well, I come in. I had a late flight, so I had a bag of fish, and I called you. I was in third place when mm-hmm. I called you. Then I dropped my phone in the lake.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's more I'm telling myself. Okay. So I pull up on the bank. So I'm back there. It's the summertime. I got my flip-flops on, shorts, T-shirt, hot. So the only place there was by this tree, and it had some grapevines coming down off this tree, those mm-hmm. old ones you can swing out on.
Right.
So I bag my fish up. The co-angler gets out. So he's like, here, let me take you back. I'm like, no. I said, because, you know, you don't want to hang a bag of fish. Something happened, you drop them, whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I step over the trolling motor, which has the cables coming off of it. When I go to step out of the boat, my flip-flop gets hung in the grapevine. I fall face first out of the boat onto my bag of fish. So if you've ever taken a baggie and filled it full of water and pushed it, what happens? These fish fly out in front of me on the ground. I got two left in the bag. Three's out there flopping. I'm laying on the ground like this with my arms out, and I'm scooting up the bank like this. I'm getting ready to walk up on stage. I'm getting ready to walk up on stage that they're filming this. I'm scooting up, and I'm hollering at them, grab the fish, grab the fish. So I finally scoop them back in the bag. I'm not thinking. So I go to get up. I broke my flip-flop. This ground is just recently, you know, I can't hardly walk on it. So I take my flip-flop and I put it between my toes. I'm sorry, I'm standing up. I had to stand up to tell the story. I get so excited over this. So I go up to the stage, and you know, you get up there and you're waiting in line. People's kind of looking at you like, what the hell happened to this guy? So I get up there, and the guy, he calls, Mike Thompson, Bergen, Kentucky, come on up, bring your fish. Well, here I go. He looks over at me. He covers the microphone up. He says, are you okay? I said, yeah. So I fell out of the boat. So I got my flip-flop between my toes, my bag of fish, and I'm walking across the stage trying to hold my flip-flop in my feet and carry this bag of fish while I'm looking like this. And this guy is cracking up there. So I had mud from my chin to my knees, but you know, I had a pretty good bag of fish. Yeah. And I was excited about
it. It don't matter if you got fish.
It don't matter. Hey, I called him. I called him first with the fishing pole, and I called him secondly on the hand on the bank.
Y'all got double weight for that.
And the guy was like, he covered the microphone. He said, man, you all right? I said, dude, I fell out of the boat over there. And he's like, I ain't never heard that.
That's pretty good. I don't think I can top that one. I was going to try, but I'm not going to even try to top
that. Yeah, that's and you can't make your stuff up.
No, you can't. That's for sure.
I mean, there's people say, how do you come up with all these stories? When you get out on the water, strange things happen.
Oh, my goodness. Be prepared.
Oh, it just happens.
Be prepared.
I mean, you get one, you get locals that's on the water. Two, you get the local idiots. And three, you get the out of town idiots. So when you add all of us together,
yeah,
stuff's going to happen.
There you go. Something's going to happen.
Something's going to happen.
What's that equation they used to have? MC squared or something? That's about what that amounts to.
I thought that was the guy that wore those parachute pants and danced to that song.
I think it is.
Can't touch his. MC squared.
Yeah, you're right. There you go, Josh. There's your music.
Man, I have been here so long. I am so excited to be here. I love Big League Fishing, man. You don't understand. Not many people live to get up on Saturdays and listen to this show. Well, I really don't live for that, but it's good listening.
Yes, you do. Own up to
it. I have a good time.
It's fun. We have a great time with it.
I like fishing.
Man, I appreciate you coming in today. It's been a quick hour. I mean, we're just about done.
Really?
Yes, sir. I mean, look, he's got his finger up ready to go. We got 1 minute to go.
I thought he was telling me I was number one.
Well, he was. That was the number one story he'd ever heard. I think the number one funniest story he'd ever
heard. That's pretty good. It's not often you can squirt fish out from the front of you.
I'm telling. And in case you have a second, you sent me pictures of the fish. I wish you'd sent me a picture of the jersey and everything you were wearing because I know you were soaked.
The co-angler, once I got all my fish gathered up, and he's like, man, what would you have done if they would have flopped? Because you fish for points, you know, it takes points over the year and you go to the region. He said, what would you have done if those fish had got back in the water? I said, I would have turned around, threw the rest of them in there and just left. but it didn't. So I was lucky. Got a little lucky.
Buddy, we're about out of time. I sure appreciate you coming in and taking the time. Telling us Sasquatch stories. So watch for Sasquatch if you're on Dale Hollow Lake.
Thank you all for listening.
That's exactly right. Big Doug, you'll be back next week. He's out calling the Reds games this week and having fun. And left us here. So for Keith and Mike and Elijah and Josh Toffness, this is Big League Fishing. So we'll catch you next week.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so.
It doesn't taste like other diets.
Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of Diet Dew.
Brantley, you're on.
May I give you anything for it?
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly.
Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.
Welcome back, Big League Fishing. Keith Munson here, Josh Toffness, the legend Mike Thompson, and even got the little legend Elijah with us. And we're covering for Big Doug because, I mean, things are probably a little bit slow around here because, you know, he does have the gift of gab. He does keep things going, and I kind of stutter and stammer around sometimes, but I think we can cover it today. What do you think?
I will do something.
All right. I want to get into this tale since we got a little bit of time here. You went fishing in Dale Hall last week.
Yes, I
did. And you called me, and you text me generously with a bunch of pictures of fish. And
that's nice.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Especially when it's super nice outside.
Oh, yeah, when it's 70 and you knew I was in a ditch putting pipe in the ground.
You're working with a shovel.
And mud and water and fussing because it was 70 degrees, which has been beautiful all month. And then I get another picture of another big fish. And then I get another picture of another fish. And then I get a picture, Josh, of a part of the lake, and he's got an area of fish here to here. I mean, he just plumb got cocky on me.
Oh, no. I was trying to help a brother out, you know. I mean, instead of saying, well, where'd you catch him? If you send a guy a picture, that shows exactly where to catch him.
Picture's worth 1,000 words. If I'd caught fish, it'd been worth $1,000, wouldn't it?
If you caught enough fish.
If I caught enough fish.
Yeah.
But anyway, you send me another picture, which I'm going to post on Facebook. It'll be out as this show airs because I will do it today, and we're a couple days early.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. But, I seen this creature, and I said, you said, what is this? I didn't know what was going on. I thought you didn't have coffee. I didn't know what happened. And go ahead. You go with the story.
I'm a big believer in in not believing any of this stuff that you see on
Sasquatch
TV.
Sasquatch or anything?
Well, you can call it. If that's what you think, now, okay. I'm not going to say Bigfoot because I don't believe in Bigfoot.
Okay.
But I do believe in a tooth fairy. When I was little, I got quarters under my pillow all the time.
Okay.
I guess that's why I ain't got teeth now. I mean, I pull them out. Yeah. But I've been waiting for the money, but it's not happening.
I hear you.
Okay, let's get back to this story.
Okay.
I don't know why I got off on tooth
fairy. I don't either. Let's go on. You saw something different.
Well, let me tell you who I went with. I went with Mr. Bruce Dean.
Enough said.
So, well, that's when I told the story in Bergen, but I've got video proof to back it up.
I see that. I mean, I've saw pictures.
Yeah.
And this was pretty awesome.
So, and Josh just saw pictures.
And you were way up in the Obie River as well.
So, we launched at sunset, and I said, Bruce, I'm going to go way up in the Obie. I mean, almost to where it ends. We actually went probably a half a mile from the end.
Well, good.
And got shallow.
Good fishing.
Yeah. We caught a ton of fish up there. There were a lot of short. We only had two keepers.
Okay.
I think we caught 15, 16 fish there. I said, come on, let's get out of here. But as we were up there, you know, the further up the river you go, the more and more of these large boulders start to show up.
And be careful.
Yeah, you got to kind of watch where you're running. And we're going up through there, and there's a huge – it's kind of like down at Smoky Mountains where you're looking in the creeks. There's a huge rock on the right-hand side is where East Fork and West Fork split.
Right there at the dock.
If anybody knows, I mean, anything about that far up.
Yeah.
So we're going up through there. And Bruce says, look at that bear. So, you know, I'm fishing.
Yeah.
And I'm looking back in the woods, and I said, I don't see no bear. What are you talking about? I thought, you know, I'm not saying he's older, but, you know, I thought he had lost his mind.
Yeah.
So I'm like just fishing. Yeah. I said, yeah. I'm looking at a stump over. I said, yeah, it looked like a bear to me. I guess somebody got up there and carved on it. So he said, no, up there. And I said, ooh. So we're going around this rock, and if people – I know that – like play-by-play in basketball, they kind of tell you we're on the right side of the court.
Yeah.
So we're going up. And
right-hand side of your radio dial.
The right-hand side of your radio dial is this big rock. So we're going up the bank in the trolling motor kind of slow. Well, if you look up and you can imagine if you go outside your house, this rock is as tall as your house, and there's a cedar tree kind of hanging out over the lake. Up, and it's kind of windy.
Yeah.
You know, cedar trees move a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Up in this tree, there is something. Well, first, you know, I cast and I look up and I said, oh gosh. So I look up and I was like, what is that? He's like, I don't know, it must be a bear. So as we started getting closer, you know, its head's kind of moving, its feet's dangling off this tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to get spooked. You know, a lot of people,
you're pretty good ways away from everything there. Something
down there, you hear banjo music as you're fishing, and I don't know what it means, but I've seen the movie.
Okay.
And it's kind of like that. You're so far in Tennessee that, you know, you're kind of worried about banjo music.
Oh,
you don't know what people in Orange do. So, but anyway, back to the creature story.
Okay.
I look up on top of this boulder, and on this tree, there is something. So I'm like coming around this rock, and I'm looking up, and I'm like, is that a bear? And he's like, I don't know, but the wind's blowing, so it's kind of moving around.
Mm-hmm.
So as we got up closer, it was either a gorilla.
A gorilla.
Well, okay. I don't know if it was a gorilla.
Okay.
Or it was a Sasquatch.
Okay. Bigfoot.
No, it's not big enough to be a
Bigfoot. Maybe it's a baby Bigfoot.
It might be a baby Sasquatch.
Baby Sasquatch. Because, I mean, there's got to be more than one. That there's
But I put my fishing pole down, and I said, and a lot of some fishermen, they carry firearms in their boat because theft and whatever. But right. I don't carry any guns. I pack two with me all the time.
Okay.
But, and I put my thing down. I told Bruce, I said, hey, I'm going to take a couple pictures of this thing. And then I said, we're going to get out of here. I said, I don't know what that is. So I snapped a couple pictures, sent it to my buddies.
I got one.
And
we will put them on Facebook.
Told the story about this baby Sasquatch.
Did they make any noises?
Up in the Obi River. Well, Bruce was screaming like a girl back there, get out of here, get out of here. No, he wasn't. I just made that up.
I believe you.
But I tell you, it was the way it was in that tree and the wind blowing.
Mm-mm.
Ladies and gentlemen,
baby Sasquatch.
Baby Sasquatch will be on Big League Fishing Facebook.
Please Josh, what do you think?
I think you should have investigated further.
I was not going to climb.
I would have climbed the tree.
Yeah.
No,
peanut or something.
You couldn't get up from the lakeside because that boulder come right down to the water.
I know exactly where he's at. I could tell where he's at by the picture.
And you'd have to get up on the bank and climb these boulders. I'm not like Josh. I'm not a...
he would have spiked it right up there.
He would have put his tent up there hanging off the tree. Yeah. And slept hanging in the air.
He could lasso it and shake it. No.
Have you ever seen the Jax Lynx messing with Sasquatch?
Yes.
I was not going to mess with Sasquatch. He was not going to snatch me up out of my boat.
But that was a baby Sasquatch.
Yes. And you know what happens when you mess with somebody's baby? Oh, Mama comes running down out of there. Ain't happening. That's why I started
but
my boat.
We'd have proof.
Proof?
It's
what?
For science.
Science of me having my head smashed in? That's not science, brother. That is torture.
That's etiology, isn't it?
yeah, that's etiology. What are you talking about? But I tell you what, I went by Sun Tropic Outdoors. Have you been in there lately?
Yeah, I was over there for the high school thing.
Yeah, Corey has got more and more stuff it's getting. If you need some fishing baits, stop over there because, man, he's got...
I thought it was a good thing he did with the... I think he had a couple colleges there, too, didn't he?
Yep, he did. He had...
Campbell's
yep.
was there.
Yep, but I went in and showed him pictures, told him my story.
What did he say?
Well, I don't know. After about 5 minutes of him laughing and holding his sides and laying in the floor, he said, you've got to put
if
this
you
on
had
Facebook.
Him with you, you might have took him on because he's a big old boy.
He
could have took him.
He is not a baby Sasquatch. No. He's full grown. But I'm not talking about him anymore because I got to go back in there and get some baits.
I hear that. I hear that.
But I tell you, we left that area. After it took a few pictures, and we came back out of the Obi, ran way back up the lake. And you know what happens when you're driving and you see birds start diving in the water
right.
doing stuff. So
right.
I automatically stopped.
Stop.
You know, I stopped.
It's always a sign.
Picked up a rod and reel and just immediately started putting a hurt on some
really?
Fish.
Crankbait?
Crankbait.
On a crankbait. Well, good on deal. Crankbait. I mean, they're catching them at Dale Hollow. You know, everybody had limits in that little tournament we were in.
Right.
You know, we've worked from 9, 10 pounds up to 18, 19 pounds, and most of them call them spinnerbaits, crankbaits. You know, there's a lot of color in water if you want to fish around the state park area, Eowell, Wolf River. There's quite a bit of color up in the Obi, too, but, you know, down toward Sulphur, it cleared up at Sulphur Creek. But, heck, just go fishing right now. They're biting so
perfect.
Good at herring.
Perfect.
Like I said, it took 20 pounds last week. That's six fish, but I think Cummins and Curry did it again, and they call them like they always do.
I tell you what, you know how courteous of a guy I am, you know how nice I am.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was throwing a certain color crankbait.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce didn't have one.
Uh-huh.
Well, I said, you got one of these? He said, no. So I waited till I caught like seven or eight fish. And I said, hold on, I'll get you one.
make sure that's what they were biting.
I didn't want to take time to stop fishing.
I hear you.
And to see if, you know, they weren't biting. Because I'd hate to give him bait that they weren't biting, but it was like every cast. I was like, nope. He's like,
it's hard to put one down.
He's like, I don't like you.
You know, I've heard tales of guys, you know, they said, well, I was in a tournament. My partner was catching them. And after he caught his fifth one, he just gave me his rod and reel and everything. And I said, you know, I don't know if I'd do that. I got to be honest.
Well,
I got to be totally honest. I've given baits before. I've been places and be catching them and say, here's a pack. You know, here's what I'm using. But
right.
I don't know if I'd just give my rod and reel.
I tell you what, I gave my rod and reel to my co-angler one time on Barron. That's before I fished a tournament without the lower unit.
I remember that. I remember you telling me that.
We were on I don't even know what that's called. We was on a stretch. It was the very end of the day. Found a little spot where these Kentuckys were hitting. It was boats running in, you know, the waves beating on it. Mm-hmm. And he had four fish. And I already had a limit. And unless he would have caught, what would have been bad if I'd handed him my rod and he caught a 5-pounder. But he didn't, you know. Uh-huh. He had broke off. We had 10 minutes. And he's trying to tie on. I said, here, they're biting every time you throw right there. Throw right there. So he throws out there, catches one about, you know, his keeper. Uh-huh. Comes in. He made a check.
Is that right?
The guy has called me.
Well, that's good.
Off and on all the time. Hey, man, what's going on? He said, man, why'd you hand me my rod and reel? I said, well, you know, one more fish would have done me no good, but, you know, it for you.
Yeah.
One more fish got you a check. But
hey, that's
sportsmanship, man. Yeah,
you and I have fished a lot of tournaments. Right. Sometime before the show Wednesday, let's talk about our worst experience drawing somebody. Because, you know, we draw. It's kind of, Josh, we go out and we fish tournaments and we just draw somebody, you know, and they're co-anglers and you have a boat and you don't know them. Most of the guys we know now, we fish around enough, but, you know, you just draw somebody you don't know, and you might draw somebody that really knows how to fish.
How much time we got?
I got one guy
that'll take up a long time.
We won't mention names or anything. We'll tell our worst experience, and we'll tell a good experience or something about our worst fishing experience, you know, about maybe leaving the plug out of your boat or what you've done, hooked yourself in the head or something like that. Doug's got a million. I mean, we could cover 2 or 3 weeks of shows with Doug because we were fishing one night, and he hung in a tree. You know, the lake was up, and we were fishing at nighttime, and I heard it go in the limbs. And he's sitting there, and he's jerking it. He said, I'll get it. I said, you want to go over it? No, I'll get it. Well, it's dark. And he yanks it, and you hear, shoo, and you hear, and you hear, ah.
And he hooks himself?
No, he hit himself with that sinker on the inside of his leg, just about 3 inches above his kneecap. And, I mean, it swelled up. He was humping around there, and I was laughing. I couldn't stop laughing. And that was like the time he hooked himself with his crankbait in his hand. And then we're trying to get it out, and I put, you know how you put the string around, and you pull it?
Yep. Yep.
And he kept giving with it. I said, man, you got to quit. But we'll get back to that when we come back to this next segment. So we'll have a lot of fun with that. We'll tell our worst and best experiences. Keith and Mike and Josh will be back in just a minute. Big League Fishing.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, my GDAT. And they will be right back.
Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so, you know.
It doesn't taste like other diets,
man. Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of Diet Dew.
Brantley, you're on.
Man, I'll give you anything for it.
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly.
Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.
Hey, folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hey, folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed.
Welcome back, Big League Fishing. I'm Keith here, minus Doug for the first time in a while. He is a traveling rascal, but I've got the legend Mike Thompson, Josh Toffness, and we got Elijah Thompson, the little legend, with us, which he hadn't said a word yet. We need to get something out of him. I know he got a high school tournament coming up here in a second. And if you, what, this weekend, next weekend? We just need to get in here and tell us what you're going to do, what your plans are, because you are the reigning regional champ.
Reigning regional champ.
It's not raining, but you are the reigning champ. What's going on with you, buddy?
Well, I haven't been fishing much here lately, but...
You want me to whoop your dad? Because I know he's got to get you up there.
It's
he's the man.
It's not because I'm not trying to take him.
Oh. Uh-oh.
What is the downfall of every great fisherman?
I already know.
It's
Or every great
or
radio
camper.
Producer.
Every great man.
Every great
what
camp.
About every radio producer or fisherman or...
Camper.
What is the downfall?
Is there a lady involved in this young man's life?
Uh-oh. First prize, Josh Toffness.
Nope, we're not down in one.
How did I know?
We're not down, you buddy. Let's talk about your fishing.
What we got coming up? Next Saturday,
a tournament, I think, at Barron, right?
Yep,
at Barron.
Barron.
Good Barron.
All right.
Now, who all is involved in this? I know Bergen, and I mean, how many teams locally are in this?
It's one of the qualifying tournaments for the DCA scholarship tournament. They're offering a $4,000 scholarship.
Oh, really?
On their championship.
Wow.
To two high school students.
Awesome.
So you have, there's four qualifying tournaments. And if you finish in the top first, second, or third place in any tournament, you're automatically into the championship.
Okay.
If you don't do that, you have to fish three out of the four to get into the championship.
I see.
We've got kids already qualified to be in the championship, which will be on Lake Cumberland on April the – let me look at my phone real quick. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Sometime in April.
Yeah, sometime in April. I think April the 9th.
Okay. That's right around the corner. That's not far away.
It's not far away.
That's what, 3 weeks, four weeks?
Yep. And then right after that will be the Kentucky High School Regional Tournament.
And that's on Kentucky.
And that'll be.
Where is that out of? The Moors, the Dam, or where is that out of?
They've moved it this year. This high school fishing has grown in leaps and bounds.
Oh, I know.
It just went from, they used to have the Region 2, which is what Bergen's in. They used to have it on Harrington, which is our home lake, which is 3 miles from the school.
Right.
And we thought that was awesome. But it started with 40 boats. Mm-hmm. Then the next year it went to 68. Well, because of the flood the third year, which was last year, you know, Harrington was above flood stage, so we couldn't fish there, so we moved it to Cumberland. The director of the KHSAA was there, and when 98 boats showed up,
they were just bummed.
He was like, wow,
yeah,
what are we going to do? He said, if we were, I'm not knocking the places around Harrington, but there's nowhere to put 100 boats.
Yeah, it's hard.
You know, it's hard to do that, the parents and the kids and school buses coming in, with, because a lot of people still travel, they'll bring their kids down on the bus.
Just for
transportation purposes.
Probably insurance purposes.
And insurance reasons, but they moved Region 2 tournament now is going to be out of the dam at Halcombs Landing, which is a great venue.
It is.
A
lot of parking.
A ton of parking. It's a good place to take out of. You know, you're at the end of the lake. You're not in the middle of the lake. It's a lot safer there. To take off, you're not back in a cove and trying to take off. So it's good. It's a good area.
Now, how does this work? How long do they get to fish? And is a 5-fish limit and all that stuff for them as well?
It's a 5-fish limit.
Buddy tournament, single person? Or
no, it's buddy. It's a 2-man combination.
Okay.
Whoever, it don't matter who catches the fish. It's a team boat weight.
I see.
So they have to finish in the top 14 teams.
Top 14.
Yeah, so if there's 100 boats or 200, they take the top 14 out of Region 2 goes to the state tournament.
I see.
So it's, you know, it'd be nice if we could win it every year.
Yeah.
But if not, we are preaching fish care, take care of your fish, try to make top 14. And
you know, I know it's grown because, you know, at over there the other day, there was a lot of high schools. Boyle County was there. Lincoln County, I think, was there. DCA there out of Danville, Boyle County. Let's see who else. You know, Scott County's got a big one. I got a good buddy, Rodney Harrison, I used to fish with all the time, and he's involved with theirs. They got a lot of now, how many people can participate? I mean, you just have 6 boats, 8 boats, 10 boats, or can you take everybody on your, if you got 26 people on your bass fishing team, can you take them all?
If you had 100 people on your bass team and you had 50 boats, you could take them all.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, there's no limit to...
There's no limit.
Okay, okay.
There is a limit in some events, but not this. I could be wrong. It could be a limit of 8. I did read the rules. But I wish I had 100 kids on the team.
Yeah,
I had 50 boats. But the thing about it, that's what's so hard is finding boat captains.
Because
you're asking people to volunteer their time and their boat to take kids fishing.
Yeah.
And unless one of their parents have a boat, or their aunt or uncle or their grandfather, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're asking people to, and I'd like to take just a second to thank all of our boat captains.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to mention them by name. I'll try to mention a few, but if I leave somebody out, I'll apologize. You know, you got Heath Dean,
mm-hmm.
and Tony Moffitt. See, I done went blank already.
Uh-oh.
You got Jack Hammonds, who helps.
Mm-hmm. Did Phillip take some? Your Uncle Phil, he takes some?
Yeah, Phillip's taking some. I apologize. There's some guys that
that's okay. That all
help,
of them,
you know,
yeah. All of them. You know, of course, that's Bergen, and that's where
we're.
But I think it's a great thing for the whole state. I think you know. I wish they had that when I was in school.
It was awesome.
I mean,
it is awesome.
And because they got the same rules. I mean, they got to make certain grades and stuff. If their grades drop, they're off the team.
It's just like any other varsity sport. I mean, the athletic director, Coach Irving, he sends up the list of the grades.
Mm-hmm.
You get it weekly. And you know which kids are qualified and which kids are not that can fish. So.
Wow, that's pretty neat. And then you get college scholarships and everything off the deal.
And I mean, at that seminar last week, you know, the coach from Campbellsville was there,
uh-huh.
and he told about the scholarship deals uh-huh. and what they
were
looking
Tommy Hall?
For. Yes, that's Tommy Hall.
Yeah. Tommy. He asked me to come down and talk to them guys. Now, why, I don't know, but I was going to go down to Campbellsville, and I haven't been down there yet, but I've told him I've just been so busy. Right now is a hard time for me to get away
right
anytime.
Now it's busy. Everything's going on.
Yeah, it's a good time to go, but it's a great time to fish. We're having great weather. Fish are biting everywhere, and I think you'll have some good events with this high school stuff. It's a good time because they like to throw crankbaits and stuff, moving baits.
Yep.
Buddy, we're about out of time on the third segment, so we'll be right back in just a few minutes with some of the best tales you've ever heard. Keith and Mike, Big League Fishing.
Hey, this is Mark Menendez with you. Big League Fishing, Keith and Doug. Keith's going to throw a fishing pole. Doug's probably going to throw a baseball. They're a lot of fun. You're going to learn a lot about our sport here on Big League Fishing.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top-quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. Final segment, Big League Fishing this week. Man, it's going by quick. Thanks to my old buddy Mike Thompson, the legend of Bergen, and Danville, and Don Lee, and everywhere, and Josh Toffness, camper extraordinaire. Josh, we haven't talked about camping any yet. What's going on camping?
Well, we have some really awesome weather out, as you mentioned.
Yes, we do.
For fishing, it's just as good for camping. So I've been enjoying myself. I went out a weekend before last, and it was still a little bit cold at night, but... Yeah.
Bundle up.
It was a blast. Also, I mean, we built a heat wall.
Oh,
that
really?
Was something that we did that was kind of cool. You lose 50% of your heat from a regular fire just on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're sitting on one side of it, why don't you take all of that energy and use it to heat yourself?
Funnel it towards you. That's a good idea.
So what we did is we stuck four stakes into the ground and then built up a wall around them
mm-hmm.
and put it as close to the fire as we could without it burning, and then that radiates that heat towards okay. you.
How long did it take them to cook?
They didn't, though. It was up all night.
What, the steaks? You put steaks there and put the thing on it. You know,
well, only the legend.
You got me. I was instantly like, well, it didn't burn. No.
That's a good idea, though. I mean,
actually, I have taken steaks out there before, and it's really awesome. I've got a little grill that I have. It's a hand grill. Just put it on both sides.
Mm.
Have them already marinating in a baggie.
You got to be careful.
I'll tell you what
I've seen. Baby Sasquatches love
fresh
stuff.
So does
Keith. I'd say so.
You know, here's something I worry about, and it's happening a lot at home right now. People are seeing a lot of snakes. They're getting out right and left. So, you know, that's one thing. Steaks, yes. Snakes, no.
Steaks, yes. Snakes, no.
That's exactly right.
There's a few timber rattlers over in the gorge.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you see them every now and then, but they let you know before you come up on them. So.
Golly, I'm just.
You got a sleeping bag that keeps them from getting in there? Have you heard the stories of people people waking up and a snake be laid in beside them?
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's why I seal my tent.
Well, that's it for me. I mean, yeah. You know, that makes Hampton Inns that much better.
Yeah. I'm not going to talk about it. Let's talk about something.
Okay, let's talk about fish.
You still can actually pull up a tent, and that's where they like to get to. You got to watch when you're pulling up a tent at any time, because there could be a copperhead, there could be a rattler, anything under there.
When that happens, I'll be pulling up something else. Be called my britches. While I was high-tailing it out of there, I'd have to pull my britches up.
I guarantee it.
You ever tried to run your britches down?
Never have. I've seen a bunch of kids walking up down the road out here, their britches hanging halfway down. I don't know how they could run.
That happens.
And they need a belt. Anyway, let's get back to fishing.
All right.
Okay, I'll start it. I'm going to go with one of my worst experiences.
All right, let's hear your worst experience.
Okay, I was fishing an FLW tour, big tournament, and we was fishing at Clark's Hill, Georgia.
Clarksville Reservoir.
Yep. Clark's Hill down on the Florida, down around, I mean, it's way down there. It's on the Georgia. Oh, you know, it's over on the side somewhere. Anyway, I was fishing, catching a lot of fish. I was in the money after 2 days, trying to make the third and fourth day.
We're in the money.
So, yeah, that's exactly right. So I draw this guy, and you know the type. As soon as you meet them, they, oh, I'm catching them here. I'm a local. I live here. I know how to catch them. I'm in fifth place, and I'm immediately leery, you know.
Right.
So, because as a professional on the FLW tour, you've got total control of your boat. You can listen to him if you want to, but I don't even think you can do that now. Used to, you could, but, you know, you're not supposed to get any information. So, drawing a partner and you listen and going to his spots, in my opinion, is getting information. So, anyway, he's telling me all this stuff. So, first spot we stop at, he starts casting. I catch one. I catch another one. I catch my third one. He still hadn't got anything. Starts pouring down rain. He is an avid smoker, but he wouldn't quit smoking. Just one after another, chain smoker. Well, I look back there, and it's raining so hard, he's got his rain suit down, and he's trying to light his cigarette with his hood down, and he couldn't. It kept running down. He was just a fussing because the rain was running around his hood onto his cigarette. So he's a fussing and carrying on. Well, then he has to go to the bathroom. So down there, all the lakes are flat, and it's red clay mud, you know. So I take him to the bank. And he goes out, and he said, I got to go up the hill there. I said, okay, so I let him out. Well, I'm not allowed to fish if your partner's not there. You can't. If I caught one, who's to say I didn't find it floating or I didn't stab it or, you know, whatever. So I just have to sit and wait on him. He's up there 30 minutes in the pouring down flood rain. It's just flooding.
Dang.
So here he comes, and he's walking back down there, and he said, man, I'm sorry. I said, that's okay. You know, let's get back to fishing. So as he steps over, he steps in two of them big red Georgia clay mud holes, and it's up to almost his knees. So I asked him real politely. I said, buddy, if you don't care, would you mind sitting here on the side of the boat and sloshing your feet around? You're already soaking wet, and get some of that red clay mud off your feet. I said, this is a brand new Ranger boat, and I just, you know, it's hard to get that red.
You are correct.
He slung both feet right up in the boat, didn't even pay attention to me. He was mad at me because I, you know, I'd caught a bunch of fish. He got before he wasn't talking to me anyway. And I got so mad at him. I said, buddy, did you not hear what I just said? And, you know, I don't ever say anything very often. We fussed about that. He said, well, I didn't know what I was going to do. That's why I asked you to clean some of that off before you got my boat. Brand new boat, $45,000 Ranger bass boat. Now it's got mud all in it.
He just said, here, let me help you and take your shoes off and throw them out in the lake. There you go.
And it wasn't that bad of experience. Buddy. It just irritated me, you know.
So there you go.
There you go.
I'd have thrown him in the lake.
Oh, I was irritated. I really was.
And saying, here's your sign. That's your shoes floating out there.
Most guys you draw are great guys. I don't think I've drawn a bad partner in the BFL. Of course, I know most of them. But this guy was, he was from Georgia, and he was down there, and he was really spreading it thick how good the fish went.
He was spreading it
with a knife. You're up.
All right, my turn?
Yes, sir.
I'm not gonna talk bad about anybody.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell one bad on myself.
Okay. That's
you know,
even better.
I love talking about myself. You know that.
Yes,
you know,
I do.
I don't have very big ego. I like talking about myself. Unlike Doug. You know. Okay.
No, he don't have big ego. He just has salutes his hat when he's talking.
Yeah. We'll do play by play again.
Okay.
So people, I don't know if they know, listen, my radio fan here on, I got one radio fan. He's listening right now.
Is it? Okay, yeah, great.
That's a guy that took me crappie fishing.
Oh, good.
But anyway, when you come into these big tournaments, if there's an area on the bank, or if you're from Ohio, you call it the shore.
I'm not going there. You're on your own.
You got to pull up to the shore. I mean, the shore.
Is this during the Derby?
The Derby?
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, when you come in, if there's enough area, you pull your boat up on the bank. You just nose it up there real easy, mm-hmm. and then, you know, it'll sit there. You kind of give it a little gas, and it'll mm-hmm. sit right there. So then you bag your fish up, and you take them up to the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, down at Lake Cherokee, they had made this. They got a new venue for the BFL down there at Hamlin County Boat Dock.
Yeah, it's nice.
And you can just pull. It's really flat. You pull right up. Don't tear. There's no rocks, no anything. You don't tear your boat up. Well, I come in. I had a late flight, so I had a bag of fish, and I called you. I was in third place when mm-hmm. I called you. Then I dropped my phone in the lake.
Yep.
But anyway, that's more I'm telling myself. Okay. But, so I pull up on the bank. So I'm back there. It's the summertime. I got my flip-flops on, shorts, T-shirt, hot. So the only place there was by this tree, and it had some grapevines coming down off this tree, those mm-hmm. old ones you can swing out on.
Right.
So I bag my fish up. The co-angler gets out. So he's like, here, let me take you back. I'm like, no. I said, because, you know, you don't want to hang a bag of fish. Something happened, you drop them, whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I step over the trolling motor, which has the cables coming off of it. When I go to step out of the boat, my flip-flop gets hung in the grapevine. I fall face first out of the boat onto my bag of fish. So if you've ever taken a baggie and filled it full of water and pushed it, what happens? These fish fly out in front of me on the ground. I got two left in the bag. Three's out there flopping. I'm laying on the ground like this with my arms out, and I'm scooting up the bank like this. I'm getting ready to walk up on stage. That they're filming this. I'm scooting up, and I'm hollering at them, grab the fish. So I finally scoop them back in the bag. I'm not thinking. So I go to get up. I broke my flip-flop. This ground is just recently, you know, I can't hardly walk on it. So I take my flip-flop and I put it between my toes. I'm standing up. I had to stand up to tell the story. I get so excited over this. So I go up to the stage, and you know, you get up there and you're waiting in line. People's kind of looking at you like, what the hell happened to this guy? So I get up there, and the guy, he calls, Mike Thompson, Bergen, Kentucky, come on up, bring your fish. Well, here I go. He looks over at me. He covers the microphone up. He says, are you okay? I said, yeah. I said, I fell out of the boat. So I got my flip-flop between my toes, my bag of fish, and I'm walking across the stage trying to hold my flip-flop in my feet and carry this bag of fish while I'm looking like this. And this guy is cracking up there. So I had mud from my chin to my knees, but, you know, I had a pretty good bag of fish.
Yeah.
And I was excited about
it. It don't matter. If you got fish,
it don't matter. Hey. I called him first with the fishing pole, and I called him secondly on the hand on the bank.
Y'all got double weight for that.
The guy was like, he covered the microphone. He said, man, you all right? I said, dude, I fell out of the boat over there. And he's like, I ain't never heard that.
That's pretty good. I don't think I can top that one. I was going to try, but I'm not going to even try to top
that. Yeah, that's and you can't make your stuff up.
No, you can't. That's for sure.
I mean, there's people say, how do you come up with all these stories? When you get out on the water, strange things happen.
Oh, my goodness. Be prepared.
Oh, it just happens.
Be prepared.
I mean, you get locals that's on the water. Two, you get the local idiots. And three, you get the out-of-town idiots. So when you add all of us together,
yeah,
stuff's going to happen.
There you go. Something's going to happen. What's that equation they used to have, MC squared or something? That's about what that amounts to.
I thought that was the guy that wore those parachute pants and danced to that song.
I think it is.
Can't touch this. MC squared.
Yeah, you're right. There you go, Josh. There's your music.
Man, I have been here so long. I am so excited to be here. I love big league fishing, man. You don't understand. Not many people live to get up on Saturdays and listen to the show. Well, I really don't live for that, but it's good listening.
Yes, you do.
I have a good time.
It's fun. Awesome. We have a great time with it.
I like fishing.
Man, I appreciate you coming in today. It's been a quick hour. I mean, we're just about done.
Really?
Yes, sir. I mean, look, he's got his finger up ready to go. We got 1 minute to go.
I thought he was telling me I was number one.
Well, he was. That was the number one story he'd ever heard. I think the number one funniest story he'd ever
heard. That's pretty good. It's not often you can squirt fish out from the front of you.
I'm telling. And in case you're going to say it, you sent me pictures of the fish. I wish you'd sent me a picture of the jersey and everything you were wearing because I know you were soaked.
The co-angler, once I got all my fish gathered up, and he's like, man, what would you have done if they would have flopped? Because you fish for points, you know, it takes points over the year and you go to the region. He said, what would you have done if those fish had got back in the water? I said, I would have turned around, threw the rest of them in there and just left.
That's great.
So I was lucky. Got a little lucky.
Buddy, we're about out of time. I sure appreciate you coming in and taking the time and telling us Sasquatch stories. So watch for Sasquatch if you're on Dale Hollow Lake.
Watch for Sasquatch. Thank you all for listening.
That's exactly right. Big Doug, you'll be back next week. He's out calling the Reds games this week and having fun. And left us here. So for Keith and Mike and Elijah and Josh Toffness, this is Big League Fishing. So we'll catch you next week.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that, too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so.
It doesn't taste like other diets.
Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of Diet Dew.
Brantley, you're on.
Man, I'll give you anything for it.
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly.
Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.